Magazine.
Slavkov is the Czech name for Austerlitz, scene of the Battle of the Three Emperors, in which Napoleon scored a famous victory over the Austrian and Russian armies on December 2, 1805. But that's just one of a number of Slavkovs in Moravia and Silesia. Last weekend, cycling enthusiast Ivan Krivanek visited five Slavkovs in the two provinces, setting off from Slavkov by Opava on Friday morning and arriving at his home at Slavkov by Brno on Sunday evening. He'd covered 250 kilometres. That may not seem all that remarkable until you learn that he made the journey on a copy of a contraption known as a dracene, hobby horse or pushbike. It preceded the modern bicycle and even the penny farthing, and is notable for not having pedals. To operate a dracene, you sit astride a wooden frame supported by two inline wheels and push the vehicle along with your feet while steering the front wheel, which makes Ivan Krivanek's 250-kilometre journey through five Slavkovs remarkable indeed. A key element of Czech humour is recese, which dictionaries rather unhelpfully translate as mischief-making or practical joking. In reality, it usually involves the absurd, specifically doing absurd things. A good example of this was the opening of a museum in the town of Humpolets, dedicated not only to somebody who never existed, but to a character in a film who's never seen. The 1976 movie Marečku podejte mi pero, Mareček, hand me a pen, is one of the most popular Czech comedies. And one of its best-loved lines is Hliník se odstěhoval do Humpolce. Hliník has moved to Humpolets, explaining his absence. Last September, the town opened a Hliníkárium, a museum dedicated to Hliník, which has so far been visited by 3,000 Czechs and Slovaks. Indeed, Slovak TV has made a special program about it. But officials say foreign tourists don't seem to get the concept, even when it's explained to them. They just don't understand Czech recese. By the way, the writers of Marečku podejte mi pero have plenty of experience of this kind of humour. Zdeněk Svěrák and Ladislav Smoljak also created the popular Zelig-like character Jara Zimmermann. Humpolets is in Vysočina, and it isn't the only town in Vysočina which can boast curiosities. Pelhřimov, as regular listeners may know, is home to a museum of records and curiosities. It even calls itself the Town of Records, and hosts a festival on that theme every June. Last year it was attended by over 15,000 people. Meanwhile, Tři studne, or Three Wells, with a population of only 100, says it has the smallest square in the European Union. Elsewhere in Vysočina, Frišava pod Žákovkou has a plaque to a local postman called Rudolf Smolek. He's said to have covered almost 200,000 kilometres, delivering the post by foot, by bike and even on skis in a 42-year career which began in 1933. And Lipnice nad Sázavou has a monument to spying or bugging, and it's an unusual monument carved into the walls of a former granite quarry. So far it features Brettschneider's ear, after the secret policeman who listened in on the good soldier Schweik in a Prague pub, and the mouth of truth. And there are plans to add golden eyes. Today, former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman is in retirement and living in the country near Nové Veselí in Vysočina, as it happens. But a decade ago, before he reached the top of the political heap, Mr. Zeman was busy building the Social Democratic Party into one of the major forces in Czech politics. One way he did this was by crisscrossing the country canvassing on a bus whose nickname Zemák was based on his surname. The coach itself was close to the scrap heap recently, until a farmer's co-op in Hostice u Volínia decided to turn it into an attraction. The village is famous as the setting for a series of broad comedy movies entitled Slunce Seno, Sun Hay, and the farmers have renamed the bus Film Zemák and sent it around the region to promote their locality. The Zemák, which is over 20 years old, has been fitted with loudspeakers once again, though instead of Social Democrat slogans, those who it passes will hear melodies from the popular film series. The bus is covered in images from the films and bears the slogan, JZD Hostice is the best cooperative in the region. One popular image of firefighters in the UK is of them taking a cat down from a tree, giving huge relief to the moggy's elderly owner. But Czech fire officers recently had a rather different non-fire operation when they were called to remove four stork eggs from a nest in a 30-metre-high chimney at a disused distillery in Štěhlavy near Plzeň. While fending off an attack from another stork, the nest's original male occupant fell and was badly injured, breaking his beak. His female partner wouldn't have been able to protect and feed her offspring alone, so the fire brigade were called in. Monday, April 30th, was Čarodějnice, or witch-burning night, here in the Czech Republic, with bonfires lit in towns and villages around the country. Most of those bonfires were of the commoner garden variety, and some would even have been in people's gardens. But locals in Kozojedi on the outskirts of Prague are a bit more ambitious. They built a 20-metre-high Burning Man-style bonfire on Monday, carrying on a tradition of 40 years. Preparations for the giant bonfire took 10 days and even involved the use of a crane. And finally, not satisfied with regular hobbies like collecting or gardening, 37-year-old Martin Daniel from Krzelov near Olomouc decided to take on a somewhat bigger project after being impressed by old military fortifications during a holiday in France. Daniel decided to buy the ruins of a fort in his hometown from the Czech army, and he set about renovating it. Work hasn't been completed yet, but when it is, the fortifications are set to get a permanent exhibition and a roadside pub. And after all that work, Martin Daniel will certainly deserve a nice cold beer.